Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, let's get it, man. It's PSA motherfucking radio. You already know what it is, man. This is Timbo. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in crime in this shit, man. Three Letterman Dre. What's good, man?
What it do? What it do? PSA motherfucking radio, man. I'm just here so I won't get motherfucking fired, man. What's poppin', man?
Hey, man, let's hope Snack has more to say than that, too, bro. You know what I mean?
What's
let's
over and under?
He
has
more
I mean?
To say than that. We
going
over? Over under on it, man.
What, yo, yeah, what's the over under on that? I mean,
we got, I'm not gonna lie, bro, we got some people that are gonna be counting, man, but we got the godfather of this shit coming on. We got motherfucking
word.
Smack White, the face of Smack URL, Smack DVD. Dre, what first pops into your head, man, when you hear Smack's name? And what do you first think? Is there a certain battle, a certain time?
Yo, you know what, though? I'm going to keep it funky. For me, it's even before battle rap, though, son. It's the DVDs, man. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, deadass. I mean, obviously, he had a battle at the end of the DVD and shit. But that's what I really, really know Smack from. You know what I'm saying? The nigga had, like, over
yeah.
goddamn 20 goddamn CDs out here. I was copying them shits like fucking water and shit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Them shits you come on mixtapes. It was mixtapeskings.com. I used to fucking click on that shit. Go to the DVD section, copy that, bam. But, I mean, dog, let's be real. The nigga is a hustler. The nigga went from on the streets, hood to hood, got dead of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because you know the outfit boys, they always got their two eyes open, you know what I mean? And bounced the battle rap, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the nigga's a household name, my nigga. The nigga's a household name.
The rest
name.
Is history. Are you surprised how far it's come? Are you surprised how far this shit has come?
Yeah, nay. I guess no. Because it's been there forever, though. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And let's be real, what, 2009, 2010, those we consider those a golden era of battle rap and shit. Before Smack had the beard and shit. You know what I mean? But it's bigger than ever. But at this big, maybe not, maybe not. Total Slaughter, you got Snoop involved. I didn't think it would be this big because it's now, it's still underground, but it do got that mainstream appeal now. Now you on BET and shit, and there's nothing wrong with the mainstream appeal. But us hardcore battle rap fans, we just keep on it for ourselves. We don't like new niggas coming in here trying to infiltrate and throw a little dust on the program and shit. You know what I mean? So, you know. It is what it is, man.
It's crazy, man. Like, you kind of think back of, like, what Smack has done, man. And, it, I mean, you see the stage battles now. But, I mean, back then, of course, you think of the Smack DVD days. And then, like, you know, one of my favorite battles is Lux and Miles. You know, I'll go back and watch Lux and Miles all the time. And it's like, man, Smack, is you ready? Miles, you ready? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just comes back to that. And that, man, that's the essence of this shit. That's the beginning.
Right.
I mean, not technically at the beginning, I guess, but it's, you know, I just think of those days, man. Those battles and the hat shots and that Black Star. And
my nigga, man, I missed the Math Hoffa Verbs, the Hitman Cortez, Surfy Young Ills. Those settings are just like, that's when you was amped for battles. I used to be amped. You know what I'm saying? You used to sit in front of that YouTube screen and just like, damn, zone the fuck out on battles and shit. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. Niggas do a show, and we love battle rap. But I got to say, as much as I love the culture, I got to say, I don't get too crazy like I used to before battles. But I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So the feeling's
gone.
Crazy. The feeling is not, it's not there fully. You know what I'm saying? It's not as crazy
like
you said as it
it's
was
like this.
Before.
You got love for Shorty. She's a good girl. You know what I mean? But at times, she can be a little shady, a little stubborn, and you just gotta, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I don't get hyped for, like, I did for battles like I used to, man. Love the culture.
Yeah.
Through and through. But I can't lie, though. I am interested in this fucking Rookies and Vets, though. I really am. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Of course.
This shit was way in the making and shit. This shit should have been happening and shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you think this is the best time for it?
Yeah, I think it's the best time for it. But I would say this, man, and I'm not gonna throw no name out there who I thought shouldn't have been on this card. And I don't know niggas' relationships, but it is two niggas that I would have vouched for to be on this card. Three niggas I would have vouched to be on this card is XL, Lotta Zay, and Adi Boom. I really think Boom, out of anybody, them niggas and shit, Boom should have been on this card. I don't niggas' relationships, so I don't. Yeah, son, yeah. Come on, son. Adi Boom's already battled Goods and Verb.
Biggest,
you know what I'm saying?
Fan.
Timbo, you might not be the biggest fan, and you might not be his biggest fan. That's cool, my nigga. But he does get the respect. He's battled these niggas already. He's battled Goods and Verbs.
Yeah.
To me, out of all the young niggas, he's getting bigger battles, my nigga.
Yeah.
Niggas, all right, listen, I like Top more than Boom, but Boom has battled two niggas already. T-Top is just going to battle Charlie Clips.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, you know what I'm saying? And Boom already, he ain't going to have a, I ain't going to say niggas have fear when they get on stage with the vets and shit, but Boom is like already been there, done that type shit. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it was one round, but it is what it is, but still.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
No, that's true. That's true. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, man. Like you said, you know, I'm a big fan
of
T-Top.
You said it yourself, though. Boom is like good. He reminds you of Goods. So you don't think a nigga like Boom, he would have done good on that stage, though, just on stage presence alone. And you got bars, though, but on stage presence alone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to say niggas' names who I think should not have been on there, and I throw other niggas on there, you know what I'm saying? Trying to be that dude, but I really think XL, Lotta, and Boom. I think Adi Boom, definitely. If I had vouched anybody on there, yeah, I think you would go Boom, though. And Lotta Zay, too,
you
man.
Think so?
Lotta Zay is dumb nice, son. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb nice. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a Lotta Zay fan for sure. After what he did, I mean, this dude killed Tone Montana, bro. Like, killed him. So, yo, let's get the man on himself, though. We're very proud to say this.
Word.
We got Smack, the godfather of this shit, calling up right now, man. Let's get him on. What's good, bro?
Yo, what's good? What's poppin'? What's saying? What's up?
What's poppin'?
Smack, what's good, my nigga?
Ain't nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? We here, just live and direct, just chilling. You know what I mean? What's good with y'all?
You already, man.
Man, yo, salute for coming up, man. Let's get right into this Rookie Verse Best Card. Smack, I know you released the blog. You hyped for it. Is this the perfect time for this event to go down right now?
Oh, man, this is definitely the perfect time, man. I think that, you know what I'm saying, it couldn't have been a better time. You know, at the end of the day, I think this is what the culture needs right now. You know what I mean? This is what the culture needs. It's time to bring back some, you know, excitement back to the culture and, you know, just basically, you know, refresh and revive the energy, you know? So it's definitely time.
Mm-hmm. So
you know? For real.
Obviously,
up,
my nigga, you like three-letter man. What's good, my G? Obviously, you like every card on the, you like every match on the card. But is there one particular battle that when you're on stage, you're gonna be like, "Word, this I'm ready, my goddamn, I've been waiting for this motherfucker right here."
I mean, we basically, you know what I mean, saying like me and my team put this whole, you know, event together so we could really like, you know, build up the profile of some of the doper new MCs that we feel that got the talent, that, you know, got the gift to really, like, you know what I mean, take their careers to the next level. You know what I mean? I think all the battles is going to be dope. I think all the battles is going to be exciting, you know, but, you know, I mean, I like all of them. I'm going to be like that on all the battles. But the battle that's basically getting like a lot of attention is definitely Chess and DNA. You know what I mean? You know, they've been going back and forth blocking. They've been going back and forth arguing with each other. You know what I mean? Talking about they're going to kill each other. You know, Chess is the youngest rookie. You know what I mean? DNA is probably like the youngest vet. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I'm looking forward to that one. I'm looking forward to A-Verb. You know, both of them like a high level of aggression. You know what I'm saying? They both got, you know, a lot of energy when they, you know what I'm saying, perform. And then, you know, of course, you know, you got the T-Top, You know what I'm saying? Charlie Clips, man. That right there, like, you know, I'm trying to get like 4 or 5 classics out of this event. You know what
word.
I mean?
Talk about
I ain't even playing with it. I'm trying to start early. You know what I mean? This is my
word.
First one. You know what I mean? This is my first event for the year. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting right to work. I'm getting right to work. I'm not playing no games. You know, I've been gone for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I've been on vacation and shit. You know what I'm saying? So now it's time to get back to work. It's time to claim, you know what I'm saying, what's rightfully ours. You feel me?
Damn.
Smack, I want to ask you about T-Top, like you said. That's one of the ones you're really looking forward to. What have you talked to T-Top about? You know, we just interviewed him, and he was like, yeah, you know, Smack has told me, like, you know, this is the time. This is it. You know, he's got Clips. What else have you talked to him about?
I mean, I just had a conversation with him. Like, you know, I was just letting him know that, you know what I'm saying? I think that he's special, man, and you know what I'm saying? He's got the necessary skills to basically, you know, accomplish a lot when it comes to this culture as well as outside of this culture, because I don't know if y'all ever listen to my man T-Top music. I mean, he got some good music too as well.
Word.
So, you know what I'm saying? I had a conversation with him in regards to, like, really getting behind him and backing him and helping him on his mission and helping him accomplish his goals that he got set out for himself. And, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, we had a long conversation, and I was just giving him a lot of insight, a lot of advice and experience on, like, you know what I'm saying, how to complete those goals and tasks, you know?
Smack, when you look at a nigga like T-Top, you know the old cliche, like, that nigga got next? Do you look at that nigga like that, son? Because I look at him as a fan, Smack. That's why I look at him, son.
Yeah, I think he's definitely one of the, like, the driving force of the battle rap culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hands down, you know, that's my season 3 UFF champion. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he definitely put in that work, you know what I'm saying, on a BT platform. And, you know, I mean, he's good at what he do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I relate to him because, you know, the type of material that he spit, you know what I mean, is the shit that I came up seeing. And the way he put his shit together is just real dope. So, you know, I just wanted to reward him, you know what I'm saying, for his accomplishment that he actually did on BET with, you know what I mean, a battle of stack of, like, some, you know what I'm saying? He deserved it.
That's what it is.
I think that's a good one. I think I'm looking forward to that one for sure, man. Smack, I wanted to talk to you about what it feels like to see where the culture is at now. Like you said, I mean, before the beard. We remember before the beard, we're before the
beard.
Yeah, you see
the
beard,
the camera, everything.
Yeah.
But
you
Smack, is you ready? Miles, is you ready? Yeah. How's that feel, man, to see where it's come to where it is now?
I mean, you know, I mean, it feels good, man. You know, I've been doing this shit for a long time. You see the beard is longer than shit right now. I got to braid it and fold it up just so I can eat without getting my motherfucking beard dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real. But, nah, I mean, on some real shit, man, it feels good, man. It feels good to, you know, see that, you know, there's been a lot of accomplishments and a lot of growth when it comes to this culture. You know what I'm saying? Me, my brother Eric Beasley, my other brother Chico, we pried a lot of concentration in building this thing up, man. We started from nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, I spearheaded the vision. You know what I mean? They got behind me, you know what I'm saying, and supported me and, you know, basically, you know, helped, you know, me take it to, you know what I'm saying, the level where it's at now. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do it without them. You feel me? So it's like, when I see, like, you know, dudes getting all type of wild money now and, you know, thousands and thousands of fans just enjoying and appreciating the content that we're producing, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely, you know, a situation that, you know what I'm saying, feels real good.
Smack, I want to ask you a question, man. As an owner of a league, as a league owner, and a man that's on stage, does things ever aggravate you during a battle when niggas is like saying your name in a battle and kind of put slander under your name? Does that ever bother you? Or just like, yo, man, it's battle rap, fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I mean, I've been doing this so long. I learned how to, you know, detach my emotions from, you know what I mean, the material that's basically performed on the stage. I mean, shit, if I get emotional off of everything somebody say, shit, it'd probably be a fight at every event. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, I look at this shit like entertainment, you know what I'm saying? I love the way these dudes, you know what I mean, express themselves. You know, 99 of them, when they say my name, that should be, you know what I'm saying, fabricated or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just part of the game, man. I love it, man. They got to have my name in their mouth, you know what I mean, any way they can to just to basically, you know what I'm saying, be relevant. So, you know, it's all love, you know what I'm saying? It's all love.
Now, Smack, you've seen a lot of, being from the beginning of this, you've seen a lot of leagues come and go. I mean, is it just becoming a fad now to start something, do a big event, and then fade away? And do they not know the formula of how to do it like you've established over the years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you already know, man. You can copy the format, you can copy the style, but you can't copy respect, man. It's like, I mean, and anything you do, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you are successful in any business from 18 months or less, you're going to have competition. Somebody's going to look at you. If you got a successful business, oh, he's making money like this. Oh, let me try it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been going through that shit since the DVD game days. You know what I'm saying? When I had the DVD, you know what I mean? Smack DVD, then you had crack DVD, you had that DVD, this. But you just gotta just, you know what I'm saying, do you, man. You gotta just do you and just, you know, just stay true to, like, you know what I'm saying, your vision and you know what I mean, you'll be alright. But, like, you know, all the companies that's coming in now, I mean, it kinda, like, you know what I'm saying, fucks up the game. You know what I'm saying? To keep it real, you know, you got dudes that's just battling places just for the money, and you know what I'm saying? Ain't no love into this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? And you know, dudes are just taking battles everywhere and good battles that, you know what I mean, could have been potential classics, fucking leave that motherfuckers is taping that shit with their iPhones and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean, it gets annoying, but, you know, what can you do, man? Like, you know what I mean? I understand that everybody out here trying to feed their families and shit like that, so, you know what I'm saying? I don't knock it, you know what I'm saying? But for the dudes that actually, like, you know what I mean, really care about their career and want to be, you know what I'm saying, marketed as a brand so they can actually have opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, get real money out of the league. I mean, out of the culture, I got a special program for, like, you know what I mean, certain dudes that understand the business aspect that, you know, want to really try to, like, you know what I'm saying, capitalize off of, you know what I'm saying, being on, you know what I'm saying, a URL stage and building up a big fan base, you know?
So, Smack, does it come to the point, let's say veterans, right, that's been there from the door, before the beer, my nigga, and do they consult with you like, yo, Smack, I'm about to go to this certain league and get this paper over here? Or it's like,
I mean, not really. Like, you know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, you know what I mean? They really, like, you know what I mean? Not really, like, you know, I focus my energy on talent that, you know what I'm saying, I want to represent. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's a lot of new talent. I'm for a new talent. Like, you know what I mean? And, you know, the older guys, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they got time limits on them because, you know what I'm saying, they've been around for so long.
Word.
They done battled everybody already. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the interest, like, just for me, like, I mean, me personally, because, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, like, to me, I'm not interested like that. Like, it's still interesting, but, like, I don't know, man. Like, I just lost, like, you know, bit of lust.
Smack, you breaking up.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, you good.
I just lost a little bit of lust for the shit, you know what I mean? When you just see everything just being oversaturated, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers battling everywhere, so, you know, you got to definitely, you know what I mean? And I tell everybody, man, if you want longevity, you got to preserve yourself. You got to have yourself marketed in a certain way where, you know what I mean, you don't overextend yourself and wear yourself out, you know what I mean? So, you know.
You just said something about losing love for it. How do you gain back the love, though, when you lose it a little
bit? I mean,
right?
I ain't say losing love. I always love
okay,
it. You know what I'm saying? I lost lust from the shit.
Lust,
you know
pardon me, okay.
Like, you know what I mean? But, you know, you just got to be creative, just like what we're doing now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Building up new energy. Like, I mean, with this whole rookie and vet event going down on March 28th, you know what I'm saying, at the Gramercy in New York City, it bring that old feeling back. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's like do or die. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of these dudes, they be friends. They don't want to battle each other. Certain dudes be ducking. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of that shit, man. And that's why I be, you know, on the blogs now calling motherfuckers out. I'm calling people out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm making this shit fun. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You be talking shit, my nigga. I want to see you back that shit up that you talk. Straight up, like, you know what I mean? You ain't going to just be talking to me all day about you going to kill us, nigga, and then don't be putting in no work. You got to put in that work to talk that talk. You know what I'm saying? That's like how me and DNA went back to back. You know what I'm saying? I put him up against Prez Mafia. He completed that mission. I put him up against Ill Will. You know what I'm saying? He got the best of Ill Will. So, you know what I mean? I called Tay Rock. They had a good battle. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I like to just, you know what I'm saying, create challenges for, you know what I'm saying, these MCs and see if they could, like, you know what I mean, complete the task and the missions that I set out for them. I think that makes it more interesting, you know what I'm saying, to get the fans involved and, you know what I'm saying, it create, you know what I mean, a different type of energy that the culture needs, you know what I mean? For real.
Mm-hmm. Now, Smack, are you surprised that Big T declined to battle Ty Law?
He didn't decline, actually. Like, you know what I mean? He accepted.
Oh, he didn't?
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't think – yeah, but it's not going to go down on the 28th, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's going to be on Rookies vs. Vets Volume 2. I haven't – I ain't set a date up for that yet. But, you know, I'm working on that right now.
Wow.
A Volume 2?
Yeah, I'm working on that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is a program. This is going to be Rookies vs. Vet is a new program that we implementing into the URLTV.TV movement, just like how we got, you know, Gnome, got Summer Madness. Rookies vs. Vets is going to be one of our marquee, you know what I mean, events that we're going to add into the program for 2015. So, you know, definitely stay in tune because, you know, it's what the game is missing and it's what the game needs. Feel me?
Smack. Do other leagues ever come for you, consultancy, like a Big Brother type shit, like trying to reach out to you, try to dig your brain on certain shit, on business aspect of battle rap?
Not really. Like, you know what I mean? I haven't really, you know, did no co-ventures or, like, you know what I mean, consult other leagues before, but we just linked up with my man Aspect One and KG the Poet to be our representation out there on the West Coast, so definitely look out, you know what I mean, shout out to them, you know what I mean, and look forward to, like, you know what I mean, PG on the West Coast, URL PG's on the West Coast now, and I just think they just had an event last Saturday, actually.
28th,
yeah, man, they had a classic with, I think it was Rum Nitty and Steam, so, you know, I mean, they definitely holding the flag out there on that side of the country, so, I mean, yeah, so, you know, I mean, look out for them, you know, but, yeah, man, we working, man. We work. I'm excited, man. How y'all feel about the Rookies vs. Vets card, man? Because, you know, I was in the zone. I was in the zone. Me and B chopping it up. And we just like, yo, man, we got, like, this shit is getting boring, man. Like, what we going to do, man? Like, you know what I mean? And we came up with it, and it's just like, you know what I mean? It's here now, and it's like, it's on, man. I know I'm definitely catching, like, probably definitely 3, possible 5 vets gonna lose. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
I got a definitely 3, possible 5, man. Right. And, you know, I'm riding for the rookies. I'm one that always represents for the underdog.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm always one that represent the new talent. You know, I always been screaming, you know what I mean, bars over names. You know what I mean? Just to, you know, not make the established talent comfortable. You understand what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of these dudes, they get to a certain level, and they get comfortable. They think that, you know, what I mean, they're untouchable. You know what I'm saying? They think that they never lost. It gets crazy. So now we're gonna see what it is. We're definitely gonna see what it is.
Smack.
So you said,
I'm gonna tell you,
Smack.
Go ahead, Jerome. No, I'm gonna say this. I want to tell you about, you asked me and Timbo how we feel about the car. Here's how I feel about the car, right quick. For me, battle of the night. I'm calling it right now, Smack. Timbo will tell you. I already said this already. I got Bridge Warstein and Ava as battle of the night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. That one mm-hmm. right there is going to be crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? That battle right there is a battle
Smack.
That, you know. Yeah.
Verb better not play with that boy Bruce Washington,
he can't,
Smack.
He can't. He better not. Ain't no playing on March 28th. You understand what I'm saying? If you play, you die. You understand what I'm saying? This ain't play. I ain't put this event for people to come out to play. People are paying
Word.
Money, and we want to see bars, and we want to see if the vets should remain in their spots or vets lose. I think they shouldn't even be considered vets no more, man. You gotta be, you know what I mean? You gotta erase that off your title, man. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna give everybody a chance to call themselves a vet, but. You know what I'm saying? We got young boys that's coming for your spot, and y'all got to stand up. So it's going to be crazy. It's crazy.
I'm looking forward to this Top and Cliff, man. Top and Cliff is going to be
man.
Battle
that,
of the
that,
night.
That one, you already, you know, that shit right there. That's, man, you know, I had to, you know, and I want to take this time out to shout out Cliff, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, That kid right there, man, is a real important key to the culture, man.
Word.
Not just because of, you know, his talent. He's very good at what he do. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the best. You know what I mean? I think that he's very active. You know what I mean? He's very active. He wins a lot of the battles that he takes everywhere he go. You understand what I'm saying? But and he's one of the top dogs. But he didn't even do this shit for the money. He said, you know what I mean, yo, Smack, we sat down. He's like, yo, man, I see your vision. You know what I mean? I told him what I was trying to do, and he's just like, yo, man, I want to do this shit for the culture, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even about the money. It's about just giving, you know what I mean, some younger talent a shot, an opportunity, so they could build their profile, so they could, you know, establish themselves in this culture. And, you know what I'm saying, you know, I respect that, man, because, you know, a dude that's in his stature – don't really have to go back to the grind. Like, you're taking a dude that's on a come up. Like, you're going back to the bottom, to the basement. You're in an attic, and you're going in the basement to get it on with niggas. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
you got to respect that, man. You got to respect that. So, I take my hats off.
Especially since he already has the battle with Hollow Lock, and he's still, you know, doing this.
Yeah, he's like, yo, I'm going to just get my engines going. I'm going to go spar a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go spar a little bit. And
you can't spar with
that
boy Top, though.
But, you know, he always set out challenges for himself. Clips, he that's how he remains, you know what I mean, so good, I guess. Like, he always set challenges for himself and you know, just try to elevate his game. So, you know, if you go and you spar with a nigga like T-Top, and you got, you know, Hollow the Don a month later, you know, you active, you warmed up, you just went to war, so you already know how to move, you know what to do. You feel what I'm saying? So I look like this is part of his preparation for Hollow the Don. You know what I mean? You already know Hollow the Don and Charlie Clips going head to head, known five, May 9th. Get your tickets now, space is limited. You ain't playing no game, ain't no guest list.
Are you concerned at all that Charlie Clips, I don't want to say, will overlook T-Top, because you can't overlook him, obviously, but he got Hollow the Don on his mind. Is that concern you, even though it's like a month and change away from events, though, correct?
Yeah. I can you repeat that? I didn't hear you. Pardon.
No, I was saying, is there any concern at all for you that Charlie Clips is more concerned about Hollow and might be overlooking T-Top?
I mean, Charlie Clips ain't playing with nobody, man. You know what I mean? He told me, like, you know what I mean? He said, I'm at a level right now where, you know what I mean, I got the people's attention. You know what I mean? I dedicated a lot of years out of my life doing this art form and you know, just building up my fan base. I'm not going to jeopardize that for nobody.
This is his words. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing with nobody. Anybody that stands in front of me, I'm taking their heads off. So I don't feel that way. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I looked in his eye when he told me that was so real. So I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely the energy that, you know what I'm saying, you need to keep. And that's the energy you better bring, because Top is a motherfucking animal. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
He's a hunter.
I saw those reactions. I just watched Top and Snow again, and yo, those reactions from Kiss and
you, Jada, Styles, Just Blaze.
Yeah. Nah, we was wilding, man. You know what I mean? That was a classic, man. We had a good time. You know what I'm saying? At the UFF, you know, season 3 championship. You know what I mean? Shout out to Snow too. Snow definitely did his numbers. You know what I mean? But you know, the kid, like I said, T-Top is special, man. I think he, the way he just put his shit together is just amazing to me, man. And, you know what I mean? I'm a big fan of his as well, you know what I mean? For real. You know what I mean? T-Top is in my top five, you know what I mean?
Wow.
You know, he's in my top five, like, you know what I mean?
Who's
I
your got top five, first of all? Who's
like,
your top
five,
Smack?
I only got two right now. You know what I mean? Two, possibly three. You know what I'm saying? Two, possibly three. I got Top. You know how I feel about Rock. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Tay Rock. Yep. You know what I mean? And, you know,
K-Gang. I'll shout out K-Gang quick.
K-Gang. And I'm you know, I'm looking at Briz, too, right now, too, kid. Because the energy he bring is crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like to change my shit, you know what I'm saying? Give different, you know what I'm saying, artists opportunity for my top five, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, don't get it wrong. You know, you got the cliches, the Charlie Clips, the Loaded Luxes, and, you know, I'm off that time. And like, you know what I mean? I want my top five to be straight new niggas, you know what I'm saying? Word. No disrespect to the older dudes and the godfathers of this, but you know, I have my time with them, and you know, it's time for me to showcase and promote the younger talent. You feel me?
Word.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Well, nah.
Man, I gotta ask you a question about someone on your team, man. You know, as you know, your boy Norv gets a lot of heat beefing with people, man. How do you feel about him being like a rep for the Smack URL League and the brand?
I mean, I feel good. I love Norbs, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I'm saying, he got a voice and he never hides his opinion. He always, you know what I'm saying, tell people how he feel, and that's what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? He don't sugarcoat nothing. He that's how he feel. You know what I'm saying? He's entitled to his own opinion. And, you know what I'm saying, he gets under people's skin, you know what I'm saying? So I respect it. I respect it, you know
like
what I'm saying?
You need somebody like
huh?
That. I guess you need somebody like that on the team. That's all
I can't. You sound like you're going in and out. I can't even hear you.
Oh, but I was saying, I guess you need niggas like that on the team that love
niggas.
You got
to. You got to. If everybody, if everybody love everybody, it's like this shit ain't real, man. Like. I need somebody that's going to, you know what I mean, let these niggas know what it is and, you know, how he feel. And, you know, Norbs could be a little biased here and there. He got his right to. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's all love.
Word. Now, there's some dudes I want to ask you about in battle rap, some names me and Tim want to throw at you. Will we ever see Daylight, Mr. Quill, on a URL stage?
Daylight just texted me, too. You know... Daylight, I mean, it may be a possibility, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's like with Daylight, you never know what to expect, man. You know, he can be a liability at the same time. It's due to the fact that, you know what I'm saying, he comes with so many different answers. You know, you never know what to expect, you know what I'm saying, from Daylight. You know what I mean? And that could go wrong on a URL stage because the temperament of our crowd, the temperament of the people that comes to, you know, I mean, our events is a little bit different than some of the other leagues, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would have to, you know, you never know what to expect. But, you know, I mean, if he was to come over here, you know what I'm saying, it would definitely have to be a situation where, you know what I'm saying, we don't, you know, the URL fans, you know, we it's a harder crowd. Niggas don't want to see no real antics. Niggas want to hear bars. You know what
right.
I mean? And we want to see you rap. Because, you know what I mean, I think that he's one of the illest, like, you know what I mean, lyrically, the boy could rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He do all his antics shit, but he could really rap. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, he just don't be giving a fuck, you know what I'm saying? He be playing with these niggas and shit. You know what I mean? Doing wild, crazy shit, marketing himself. So, you know what I mean? I ain't mad at him, but, you know, URL shit, we ain't with that antic shit. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was a situation where, you know, there's a possibility of him coming over here. It would have to be a situation where, you know what I mean, homie's rapping for real. You know?
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about Big K? I think Big K's nasty smacked that boy.
I mean, you know, Big K, dude, you know, I mean, I like him. I think he's nice. You know, I think he's real good, too. You know what I'm saying? But I don't be knowing what's up. Like, you know, everybody got their own opinions about, you know, how the URL company, you know what I'm saying, be moving and shit like that. And, you know, they be going on these blogs and, you know what I mean, trying to discredit, you know, the movement and what we doing and shit like that. And it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I don't even really pay. I haven't really been paying attention and following his movements and his progress in the league. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know about that one. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real.
I see.
But, I mean,
see.
He's dope, though. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely dope. You know what I mean? I fuck with Big K. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? As far as, like, the talent that he brings to this shit, he's definitely, you know what I'm saying, dope. You know what I mean? I had you know, the pleasures of working with him, you know what I mean, on an event or two, I think two events over here, you know what I mean, if my memory serves me right, at the URL. So, you know, I mean, it's all good, you know what I mean?
Okay. What about Math Hoffa? Will we ever see Math on the URL stage again?
Math is my brother. That's my Beijing brother. Shout out to Math Hoffa, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, Math is a different situation with Math. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's hard, man, because the sponsors, man, like, you know, at the end of the day, it's hard to co-sign the behaviors, man. Like, you know what I mean? When you're looking at, you know, the culture as a business and you got sponsors that, you know, you try to incorporate into the movement to, you know, support and sponsor your events, they don't want to really, like, you know what I mean, associate themselves with, you know what I'm saying, violence, you know what I mean, violence and, you know, people that represent violence and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean, it'd probably be like, you know, I don't know if Math would, you know what I mean, just for
right.
business, but, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as personal, I love him, you know what I mean? That's my dude. When we see each other, it's turn up time, you already know, but, like, as far as business, I don't really know, though, just to keep it funky, like, you know what I'm saying? But, and I miss him. I definitely miss him, and, you know what I'm saying? He just got to, you know, he's too real for the game.
Right.
He's too real.
Yeah, for real.
That's what Brooklyn do. Brooklyn do. Every time I look at you, I want to punch you in your face and spit on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, but, you know, I mean, I don't know about that one either, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's sad because, you know what I mean, he's definitely, you know what I'm saying, a dope talent, and, you know what I'm saying? We miss him. I miss him. You know what I'm saying?
Smack, I got a question for you, man. This is, if you can do a personal favor for me, that'd be dope. What are the chances of a main event happening at Black Star again?
Talk about
a main
it.
Event? And we just had a classic at Black Star last Saturday, I want to say. Yeah, Saturday. We had Prep and the Saga. They battle's actually coming out, I think, probably tomorrow or Saturday. It's coming out real soon. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I got both of them together because, you know, they both won, you know what I'm saying, the Rookies vs. Vets Volume 1 going down March 28th at the Gramercy. You know what I mean? So they was just basically warming up. Like, you know what I mean? Yo, let's get it. So they did a 3-round battle, and it's a classic. I mean, I don't even want to say that. I don't want to even say because I want people to judge for themselves. So just act like you never heard that. You know what I mean? I don't want to persuade because once I say that, people start looking and see, you know what I mean, why it is or what it is or whatever. It's a very good battle. It's one of my favorite battles so far. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a good song. It's a good
smack.
Song.
I feel that.
Do us as fans, are we too rough on y'all sometimes?
And yeah, you know, we got the love hate relationship. You know what I mean? One minute y'all love me, next minute y'all hate me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I learned how to adapt and deal with it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to just keep y'all happy most of the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep y'all happy more so than y'all be mad at me. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot. You know what I mean? When you dealing with, you know what I'm saying? You know, this company and this culture and everything like that. You're dealing with all these different artists. There's a lot of the things that be going on behind the scenes that is this crazy that don't really get publicized, but it's just things that we got to deal with, you know? And, you know, it's like, you know, everything happens for a reason. So, like, if a battle don't drop, it's for a reason. Or if, a battle is canceled or whatever, things be happening, you know what I mean? So y'all really got to just, you know, take things into consideration and just know that, you know, we always trying to do the best as possible when it comes to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Timbo and Smack? You know what, Timbo? You know what, Timbo and Smack, what I say about that? Is I don't understand sometimes, Smack and Timbo, why fans get mad at Smack if two niggas on stage are supposed to be on point, they got a bad time to prep, and they don't be on point or they fucking choking. Why is Smack?
They blame me.
They blame Smack. I never understood that for the sake of me, my nigga.
Smack, you gotta start screening those rounds, bro. It's gonna have to get to the point where, like, all right, let me hear what you got. Is it worth you getting on this stage for?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I be feel like doing that sometimes, but then, you know, I don't want to be responsible if somebody knows somebody's round and something leaked. That's why I don't
want
nobody's shit. Ever since day one, nobody can never tell you that, yo, I spit my rounds for Smack. No. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to be involved. I just want to be and enjoy it as a fan on a stage when you perform it. So if you fuck up, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So, you know, I mean, you know, I think a screening process will be good. But, you know, I just let them, you know what I mean, get on the stage and go basically do what they do at the end of the day, you know?
Yes, sir.
Does it piss you off that Lux and Hollow was not on URL?
I mean, I think that was a big battle. Yeah, I mean, I would love to have that battle. I was fighting for that battle for months. You know what I mean? We just couldn't get the business right. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think it would have been bigger if it was over here. You know what I mean? That's what really get me upset, because I know what I would have did if I was hosting that battle. It would have been much crazier. No disrespect to, you know, the company or the league that, you know what I'm saying, actually, you know what I mean, did it, you know. I mean, you know, but it would have been to the moon. You know what I mean? It would have definitely been to the moon. Word.
Smack, was Lux and Mook part two kind of did it feel like disrespect? It's like, man, why
a little bit, you know what I mean? I just feel like that was a classic battle on in the Smack era, you know what I mean? That's like Smack artifacts that you're dealing with, that you're tapping into, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's one thing with these corporate companies coming into the culture and just because they got a couple of dollars, just throwing shit and putting shit together, not really knowing the dynamics of the shit and not really knowing how to handle a situation like that. I think they fucked that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that shit had the potential to be, you know what I mean, another crazy battle that had the potential to be, could have been crazy. That shit could have been crazy, but, you know what I mean, unfortunately, you know what I mean, we couldn't, you know, handle the situation at the time to basically host that battle, and you know what I mean, it didn't do nothing. That shit was just, it came and went, you know what I'm saying? It came and went.
Well, now, when you see bad business going around in battle rap, Smack, are you in the cut laughing your ass off, my nigga? Tell the truth. You gotta be laughing.
I mean, it depends on what type of bad business, you know what I mean, it's happening. Like, certain business, like, when I see motherfuckers, you know, fighting and shit like that, I don't laugh, because, you know what I'm saying, it's like, we dedicated so much years, so much energy and concentration in building this culture up. And when, you know what I mean, you know, corporate companies see, you know what I mean, motherfuckers fighting on stage and on cameras, it's like, they looking like they disassociating themselves with the art form or with the culture, and it's making it harder for us to secure sponsorship just because of the energy that, you know what I mean, is being portrayed when, you know, motherfuckers is, you know what I mean, fighting and shit like that. But, like, you know, when I see motherfuckers, you know, going to leagues and doing battles, not getting paid, and motherfuckers not paying motherfuckers, that should be funny, though. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, I think when Smack laughs is, like, when these corporations, like you said, come in, and then all of a sudden you hear, oh, this is going to shit on this Smack card, and then that shit ends up flopping.
Oh, yeah, they do
and
that.
And then everyone
now, man.
Comes
they,
back to, like, yo, Smack
on Yeah, they do that shit to me every fucking new situation that comes in the culture. Oh shit, it's over. Yeah, I've been going through that since Time Is Money, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
You know what I'm saying? Battle America. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Since those days, so it's like we prone to that shit now. Like, you know, we at the end of the day, you know. I am who I am. You understand what I'm saying? And nobody can't, you know what I mean, you know, recreate or, you know, basically do it how I do it. So, you know, I mean, I'm good at the end of the day. So, you know, it is what it is.
Really quick, how many battles can you think of offhand are in the vault right now?
Ooh. On the vault? There's a couple in the vault. I'd probably say, like, you know what I mean, definitely more than 20. You know,
20?
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, I'm counting PG battles and you know, I'm counting everything. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we got some joints in there.
Give me Conan Ill, bro. Conan Ill.
Conan, believe it. Conan Ill is in there somewhere. It's in there.
To me, that battle didn't happen until I see it, bro. That battle got to come out.
I think we actually played it at I think
you did a screen
at one event yeah.
We played it for the crowd that came in and shit.
No,
you know, just to, you know what I mean, just to make people know that we actually really shot that shit and it do exist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not a myth.
Now, Smack, we had T Rex on the show a couple weeks ago, right? And he said, "Yo, Smack is my brother. I love him to death." But the discrepancy he had was that when you dropped a DVD, I guess the battles, that particular battle was on there.
Right.
What do you say about that? Like him feeling some type of way about that?
I mean, Rex is Rex, man. At the end of the day, man, Rex don't feel a type of way. That's my brother. I love Rex. You know what I'm saying? I could never talk bad about T-Rex, man. Like I just can't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, when you're in a business and you got, you know, family relationship, motherfuckers go through shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all about communication. I think, you know what I'm saying, the lack of communication on my side, on my end, was basically, you know what I mean? But it's a situation that the shit is out already. You know what I'm saying? Million views plus or whatever. Niggas is not thinking about, you know what I mean, it not being on the DVD. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, I don't even know, man. But, you know what I mean, that's my dude. And, you know, I'm still waiting for him to call me and talk to me. So, you know what I mean, we could, you know, basically come to a conclusion and shit like that. But, you know what I mean, you know, that's the homie. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with him. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with him. So, you know, it's all love, man. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely all love. Shout out to T-Red of X. You know what I'm saying? Word.
Okay.
Smack, I want to ask you about personally, what's your favorite event that you guys put on? Like, if you look back and, like, shit, that event was, like, nasty.
Oh, Summer Madness,
like, which
2.
One?
You already know. Summer Madness 2. Summer Madness 2 was a movie. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had Diddy and all them niggas throwing 10 stacks out, you know what I mean, to my brother Rex that took that thing. He was battling Verb and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was, and that was when, you know, Lux and Calico, Lux brought out the coffin and all that shit. That shit was a movie, man. You know what I mean? The building was jam-packed wall to wall. You couldn't even breathe in that motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? That motherfucker standing on the ceiling looking, and, you know what I mean? Looking at the event and all that shit, man. I think that shit was a movie. You know what I mean? That was probably, like, you know what I mean, one of my favorite events. You know what I'm saying? Under the umbrella.
I got to ask you a question about the Lux and Calico battle. Now, yeah. When the screen goes down, my nigga, does Calico, did he feel like you guys knew about that? And what did you know about that at all, that the screen was coming down?
Nah, I didn't know. Screen? You know what I mean? The Summer Jam screen. It wasn't the screen. Like, I'm still pissed off behind that because, you know what I mean? That put me in a real, real, real awkward position. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Like, you know, I mean, it made me feel like, you know, I ain't have control over my own shit. You feel what I'm saying? Just to keep it real with you for that shit to happen on my watch. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't even know how that shit happened still. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, they probably do it, you know, the operator without, you know what I mean, informing, you know what I mean, the staff or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? That shit happened. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I definitely take this time, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, want to pardon myself to you know what I'm saying, all my, you know what I mean, my nigga Calico, because that's my brother too and shit. And, you know what I'm saying, I definitely didn't, you know what I mean, know anything about that shit, and I don't even know how that shit even happened. But, you know, never again, though, you know what I mean? It was a learning experience that I learned from, and I'm not playing with none of these niggas. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, like, you know what I mean? It made me realize, like, I got to be so much on everything. You know what I mean? And still host on the cameras and shit like that. Like, it gets crazy, but that's what you got to do, though, at the end of the day. You feel me? Word.
Yes, sir. Smack, where do you see the URL brand in the next couple of years, like after what's going to happen in 2015 and 2016?
Oh, man, we're going to be strong, man. We're going to be strong. I think the culture is going to be, like, you know what I'm saying, bigger, better, you know, more aggressive. And, you know, we got a lot of opportunities that, you know what I'm saying, it's real sensitive, so I can't really, you know, divulge and discuss them right now. But, you know what I mean, please believe that, you know what I'm saying, there's definitely power moves being made, you know what I mean, and we're going to definitely take this shit to the next level, for real.
Sir.
Is there a particular battle rapper that you looked at, that you seen the promise in them, but for some odd reason, they just couldn't get their shit together? I know one in particular. I just want to give you one point.
I know one.
I know a lot. I know a lot. You know
I'm going to give you one right now.
I know a lot. All right,
I'm going to say one after.
We'll go around the table here. I got clean paper.
Right.
I'm not going to call nobody's name because I don't want nobody
to
call nobody's
name. We won't let you do
but
that.
I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know. After you tell me yours, I'm going to let you know what these dudes do to put themselves in these situations. But go ahead. You go.
I got clean paper. I got QC
Clean Paper. Clean Paper had a lot of potential. I think Clean Paper was like a crowd favorite because he had his own style, man. You know what I mean? That nobody couldn't even, fucking duplicate, man. You know what I mean? He had his signature, Say It Again, you know, the way he just come in, he just talked to niggas. You know, he was funny. You know what I mean? His accent. Mm. Like, he had a lot of qualities going for him, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, it should be real though. Like, you gotta understand, like the culture is so young, so motherfuckers can't really eat off this shit the way they want to. So they forced to still do, you know what I'm saying, their everyday living in the streets and shit like that. So it'd be real, you know. Dudes be going through situations, and I think that's what happened to Clean Paper. You know what I mean? This real life situations. You know what I'm saying? Distracted him from him really, you know, concentration and taking his career to the next level. You feel me?
Smack. What happened with Rich? Rich Dollars.
Rich Dollars is dope too.
X Factor. X Factor is what happened to him, Timbo. X Factor, my nigga.
X Factor.
I'm sorry.
I think he just had a battle at King of the Dot, if I ain't mistaken. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't get over there. He didn't get over there, Smack.
Oh, the border? Mm-hmm. Yeah, border problem.
He didn't get across the border. He had border issues, my G.
Yeah, man.
Man, that shit can't happen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he just, you know, Rich just, you know, basically, you know what I mean? I think he just lost confidence in himself. Like, you know what I mean? He had a bad battle, and then, you know, you forget a line here and there, and it just throw your whole round off. So, you know, you got to be able to at least, like, you know, go to something that, you know, like, if anything happened,
I could go to here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know, and just pick it back up or whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? I think Rich is dope. You know what I mean? He still good. I'm looking forward to seeing what he got. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking to see, like, you know, him coming back or whatever. But, yeah, man, you know, it is what it is.
Smack, how much ducking is behind the scene, my nigga? How much ducking?
A lot. Certain motherfuckers know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be ducking. That's why I'm an advocate of this rookies versus vets card. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's giving the motherfuckers opportunity. You know what I mean? And it's showing that just because you're on a certain level don't mean that, you know what I mean, a newer cat that people might not know about yet can't give you a run for your money or can't beat you. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like all that top tier shit, I'm trying to just abolish that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're nice, you're nice. You know what I mean? You know, ain't no tears when you're nice. You know what I mean? Everybody, I'm trying to make everybody a boss. We all bosses. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to see on March 28th what it is. You know what I mean? I can't wait.
Right.
I need everybody to go buy the tickets. You know what I mean? And come through and support this event. It's very important to the culture. You know, we're trying to basically create new energy when it comes to the culture. You know, I mean, I don't want to see that should be stagnated and, you know, stay on one level with people recycling the same talent over and over and over and over again. It's just like, come on, man, like, you know what I mean? Give me something new. I want to hear something else. I want to hear different voices. I want to see different styles. I want to, you know what I mean? And I need the fans to know also, just because you don't know somebody's name or you didn't hear about somebody, don't shut them down. Like, you know what I mean? Be open-minded, you know? Be open-minded because there's a lot of talent that I'm gonna be introducing 2015. To the culture.
Yes, sir.
And I screen the talent that I rep, and I don't co-sign talent that don't deserve to be co-signed. So, like, everybody that's on the rookie side, on the rookies versus vets, volume one, is official. Like, I mean, people kind of aware of them because they was just on, you know what I mean, my season three of the UFF BET. So, you know, you could look that up and, you know, you could get an idea of the level of skill set that they bring in. But I got a whole list of new animals. Like, I got, like a good another 7 killers that I'm ready to unleash and introduce to the world. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. So, you know, I'm working.
What's coming up now that the USF is done as far as it is on BAT or on 106? Do you guys have something else in the works for staying on television?
Yeah, nah, we got a lot of conversation. Like I said, everything is like still sensitive, man. It's conversation of how moves being made. But you know, we definitely looking for a new home. We will be getting a new home sometime this year, definitely on a network. And it's not even about the network because I don't even really care about the networks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a YouTube nigga. I love YouTube, man. Everybody got access to me all around the world, and that's where I'm from. That's where I started, and that's where I'm gonna end, on YouTube or like just on the internet in general. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody got accessibility. You know, I mean, with the networks, we use the networks just for the promotion, just to, you know, reach households and, you know, just expand a little bit and get new fans to, you know, come and see what this whole art form is about. You understand? So, you know, it's definitely important, but, you know, I mean, you know, feet grounded on the internet, you know. So as long as we got the internet, we good money.
Right. Yes, sir. Do you ever miss doing the DVDs when using Brownsville and all that, my nigga? You miss those days all
I miss that shit. You know, that's where I come from, man. That's how I grew up. I grew up in the streets. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
And you know, I'm gonna get back to, like, you know what I mean, dealing with the artists in some way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? But I just had to switch it up and concentrate on the entertainment aspect of this hip hop shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, mm-hmm. running around with the artists and getting interviews. That shit don't hold no weight like it did back in the days. You know what I'm saying? When the smack was mm-hmm. popping, that was like prior YouTube and shit like that. You know what I mean? And prior World Star and shit like that, where, you know what I mean, motherfuckers couldn't see, you know, this type of content nowhere else. Now, you know, you got motherfuckers running around, you know, taping blogs with iPhones and shit. You know what I mean? And it's just like yeah. footage everywhere. That shit just, like, depreciated the value of, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop content. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as far as this battle shit, this shit is entertainment. This shit is history. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it's a sport. You know what I mean? I try to create the first hip-hop sport when you know what I mean? We started this battle shit. So, you know, I mean, I just think that, you know, I mean, you know, it's important that, you know, the people support this shit, because it's one of the last forms, pure forms of real hip-hop that's left today. You know what
Word.
I mean? And it's like, you're not going to get this lyrics and lyricism from any record that comes out right now, unless you're listening to, like, you know what I'm saying? The Lock,
D-Block.
You know what I mean? Nas. J. Cole, or, you know, Kendrick Lamar, or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's hard to find out nowadays. You know what I mean? Everything is a club, baby. You know what I mean? I'm in love with the Coco. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know what I mean? This is, like, no disrespect, that's what I do. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, though, this is just a different element of real hip hop that, you know what I mean, true hip hop fans appreciate. You feel me? So we got to preserve it. We got to preserve it. You know what I'm saying? And support it.
Yes,
know?
Sir.
That's what it is.
Smack, how many events do you guys plan on having this year? You know, you got, of course, the Gnome, the Summer Madness.
Summer Madness.
Up, part 2.
Yeah, we got rookies and vets. We probably going to, like, you know, you know, we definitely, you know, Gnome and Summer Madness is definitely, you know what I mean, stamped, already done up, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? We're moving. Rookies and Vets Volume 2 will probably be, I'm going to try to squeeze that in. And then I'll probably try to, you know, depending on how things is moving, I'll probably try to do one more event at the end of the year. You know, I like to have my Christmas classic, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, that's the tradition, me dropping a classic battle on Christmas Day. So, you know, I mean, you know, that's going to continue too as well. You know what I mean? Even if I got to save a battle or whatever. But, you know, I always try to close off the year with, like, you know what I'm saying, a real good, dope event.
Word.
No.
That's what it is. Yo, Smack, man, we appreciate you coming and rocking with us, man.
Nah,
before you
that's
go, man.
What's up.
Can you give us a drop real quick, man? Shout out PSA Radio right quick,
yo, PSA, y'all already know, man. Public service announcement, and we announcing all services in the public. You heard? It's your boy. We on RNT for life. You heard? Holla at your boy. Yeah. And y'all already know. Before I go, though, let me get my promotion in. Yo, March 28th is going down at the Gramercy, Rookie vs. Vet, Volume 1. Don't miss history. Be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Then we following up May 9th with Gnome 5, Hollow the Don versus Charlie Clitter. Classic. You know, I'm Mr. Classic, so y'all already know how I'm coming. I'm not playing this year, man. I need good 15 classics before 2016 hit, okay? And I'm calling.
Yes,
I need 15 classics before 2016 hit. So that's my goal. That's my mission. You know what I mean? And that's the objective that I got to complete. You know what I mean? For the culture. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know what I mean, support us. You know, stay tuned. Follow me at Smack White on Instagram, at Smack White on Twitter, at URLTV. Go follow our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/TheURLTV. That's YouTube.com/THEURLTV. That's how you spell it out. You know what I mean? When you subscribe, you get a notification on all the content that we post. You know what I mean? It'd be right in your email. You could just click the link and you in tune and you update it with what's going on with this battle culture. So, you know what I mean? Y'all already know it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Your boy is in the building. You know what I'm saying? God is real.
Yo.
Live righteous. Stay loyal. Love is everything. I'm in here. You know? Word.
Smack, we got to get you back up here before I know when you drop the card, my G, to discuss
the
card,
man.
Whenever
y'all ready, y'all, we could do one more. You know what I mean? I come back on right before the rookies versus vets. You know what I mean? No, y'all got, you know, I rock with, you know what I mean, TSA, so it's all good. Just reach out to B's, have them set it up, and I'm here. I support y'all like y'all support me. So it's reciprocal, you know
sir.
What I mean? So it's all good. I'm always a phone call away from y'all. So just holler at me whenever. You heard?
You already.
My G.
Sure,
salute, bro.
Y'all hold it down.
You already.
Yes, sir.
I won.
Man.
The godfather of this shit right there.
My nigga. Motherfucking smack. Ha, damn. Shit.
Dre, I don't remember another hour interview with Smack, man. Correct me if I'm wrong, though.
Sir.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Nah, you ain't wrong, my G. You ain't wrong at all.
If I'm fucking wrong. Man,
not at all.
Salute.
That was classic
salute
right there.
Smack
like
that. That's it, man. That's the man right there, yo. Salute to Smack coming on the motherfucking show. Man, I know you guys want this shit out.
Word.
And yes, I'm going to fucking put this bitch out. I'm going to get fucking straight to work on this. You already know what the fuck it is. We feed
Word.
The streets. Them segment boys is back, man. You already know what the fuck we do. PSA Radio, shout out to Smack, URL, Beasley, man, the whole motherfucking team, man. My bro, my partner in crime, Dre, three letterman, take us out, my G.
Man, y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. Shout out to motherfucking Smack White, man. Shout out to my bro, Timbo. Shout out to the haters. Shout out to the people that fuck with us, man. Y'all already know, man. It's your boy, three letterman.
We out.